Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about The Vitamin Solution, which is a new book by Dr. Romney Block and Dr. Ariel Levitan. The book, The Vitamin Solution, I want you all to go get it because we're going to clear up some confusion about vitamins and your health. So tonight is a total health show on Max and Friends. Why? Because a healthy you starts with you. That's right. And of course, there's wonderful doctors out there and wonderful products and supplements and everything. But unless you take the step for a healthier life, you're just not going to have one. Maybe you don't want one. That's why you're not doing it. Choice is yours. We're very free here on Max and Friends. Live life to the max, right? Well, how was your week? There's been so much going on. And I hear you. I see you. You all matter. Thank you for tweeting me at Max Tucci. If it's your first time joining us tonight on Max and Friends, welcome to the show. And if you're back for over the last 8 years, I'm so grateful. And I really am thankful that you're all here tonight. I got to say hi to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? Just wanted to give you a shout out. I'm in New York City, concrete jungle, where dreams are made of. What's your dream? What's it made of? And why do you want to do it? And what's your intention behind it? Tweet me. That was like a delay in my mic. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let's talk about it. Well, we've got so much to talk about tonight, for sure. We're going to play some music. I do have to say hi to Vanessa Noel, Prince Dimitri. What a fun lunch we had today at Il Posto in New York. It was a brunch. It was very chic and very groovy. Some very good people, the frequency was perfect. I have to tell you all okay, I know we're jumping around here, but that's just my frame of mind tonight because I'm in New York and it's like the energy of, this is where I was born, so I feel the energy of New York. Okay, so 2 days ago I was in Florida and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get like a massage, but I want like a real one and not like, you know, some kind of bougie one. So I did some research. And I found an incredible metaphysical soul masseur, metaphysical soul massage. And I said, what is this all about? And let me experience it. Well, Lucas is going to come on the show in a couple of weeks when we have him on. And we're going to talk about it because, honest to goodness, there was like, you know, we're all energy. We're all made out of star stuff. And to have someone just get into the flow of your energy and then like give you their energy – it was remarkable. So I want you to check out Metaphysical Soul Massage. Metasoul Massage, what I like to call it. Anyhow, that's going to be a whole nother show. Speaking of shows, I know we've got a great one coming up tonight. We're going to talk about the book, The Vitamin Solution. But next week, you all have to tune in Memorial Day weekend. Nandaji is going to be on. We're going to be talking about life. And so many wonderful, wonderful ways that you can take your life to the max. But tonight we're going to start with the healthy way. So two doctors clear the confusion about vitamins and your health. So when we're back, we'll talk for a little bit more. I get a few more minutes with you. You know, I'm so used to rushing my intro, but tonight I'm here and I have a little more time to just be with you all, my listeners. So do tell me what's going on with your life. Tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Max and Friends, and let's talk about it. You know, it's fun. It's totally fun. I'm going to Colorado next week for Memorial Day. I'm so excited. And if you're in Colorado, tweet me because we're going to be doing a special appearance at the farmer's market in Boulder. So let me know that you're out there and we'll figure out a place where we can all meet. I don't know the details now, but I'll have them soon enough. All right. Well, right now on Max and Friends, we're going to play a fun song. So I'm just going to like not even set up the song. I'm just going to let the producers in the booth do their thing. And all I'm going to say is tonight, and Max and Friends, sit back, get ready, take some notes, because when we're back, Dr. Block, Dr. Levitin, the vitamin solution, on sale now. Go buy it. You need it. Trust me. And you'll find out why, because there's so many things going on right now in your body, and you don't even know what they are. But we'll find out when we get back. And we'll be right back on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Stay tuned. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That just is a song to get us into the mood tonight, right here on Max and Friends. Well, you know, I get this great email from a friend, and it says, "We all know the importance of eating a healthy, balanced diet. However, let's be real here. At times, following a well-rounded diet can be challenging and boring. The reality is, adults are deficient in critical nutrients, such as vitamins A, D, and E, and calcium, and magnesium." Those are just a few of the things we're going to be talking about here tonight on Max and Friends. We're going to clear the confusion about vitamins and your health. So if you're ready to talk about it, I want you to welcome my guests, Dr. Romney Block and Dr. Ariel Levitin. Welcome, Dr. Block and Dr. Levitin.
Hi, Max. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Great to be here.
It is great to be here because we're live. So, you know, before we get into this whole scenario of vitamins and the solution and the confusion, and also you started you're co-founders of a brand. What are vitamins, Dr. Block, and why do we need them?
So vitamins are really important nutrients that many of which can be obtained from food sources, however, not all of which, and we can talk about that a little later. And they're important ingredients that actually help our body function the way they're supposed to. They help all of our cells and different organs do what they're supposed to. And in an ideal world, we would get all of them from food, and, you know, make our body function seamlessly. Unfortunately, what we've learned in our journeys over the years as physicians is that this doesn't always happen. There's a lot of reasons for that, which we can talk about.
We are going to talk about. And also, I think, Dr. Block, and we'll talk about this later in the show, but there's the foods that we're eating are, like, over-processed. You know, there's nothing – but there's nothing new about that. So clearly we're lacking because our diets have become so just like so manufactured. But what got you involved in wanting to write the vitamin solution, Dr. Block?
That's a great question. And it really came from our patients and people in the community. We were finding that they were getting really confused about what to do. I'm an endocrinologist, and Dr. Levitin is an internist. And basically, the questions about vitamins were consuming a lot of our time in the office, and especially since every other day there's another something on the news or another article that will come out and say, you're supposed to take calcium. No, you're not supposed to take calcium. You need a lot of vitamin D. No, don't be taking a lot of vitamin D. And so our patients were throwing their hands up and going, I don't even know what to do anymore. What should I be taking? What do I need to do to be healthy?
So what do we need to be to do healthy, Dr. Levitin?
Well, it turns out the answer is not quite so simple because we're not all the same. Just because your friend is taking a certain combination of vitamins does not mean that you necessarily should be taking that same combination in those same amounts. We're all individuals. We all have different diets, different lifestyles, different health concerns and symptoms. So it turns out that you really need to look at the specifics of who you are and what's going on with you to determine what's safe and appropriate for you to be taking. And this is something that we were coming across with our patients. And the answer was not the same for each person that we were seeing in the office. And this is what inspired us to create Vu Vitamin. We felt that there was need for a personalized approach.
Now, how do we get this personalized approach? Say that I live, for instance, I live sometimes in Colorado, sometimes in Miami, you are in Chicago. How do we get to find out personalized, let's call them elixirs or personalized personalized vitamins for ourselves. How do we get that, Dr. Block?
So the simple way to do it would be to go to our website, which is called Vous Vitamin, V-O-U-S Vitamin. It means you in French. And at VousVitamin.com, what we did is we created a brief survey that's very fun and interactive to take, and it just takes under 10 minutes. And you answer questions.
Stop right there. What are some of the questions? Because I know people are like, people are lazy. So what are some of the questions that are going to be proposed to them on the website?
So certain things like what your age is, what your, what your gender is, where you live, a couple simple questions about your diet, your exercise routine, your habits, like, how much do you drink, do you smoke? And then we ask you about a bunch of different symptoms, everything from, are you fatigued? Do you lack energy? Do you have issues with thinning hair, with migraines? Or do you feel great and just want to be healthier? So we ask all these things in this straightforward questionnaire. And then from that, we create a formulation for a multivitamin that would be tailored to your individual needs. Because, again, we're not all the same. And just because your brother's taking something doesn't mean you should be taking the same thing.
So super simple questions, right?
Yes, and it sounds a little overwhelming because we're asking a lot of different questions, but it's actually very straightforward, and it's a little bit fun to take, and you just kind of check the boxes. So it's comprehensive without being too overwhelming.
But, it's so people overwhelming. I could totally understand that, but this is something that, helps us. So why do we always feel that vitamins, I guess, and this is me answering the question, but, there's so many cheap vitamins out there. And I want to talk about cheap vitamins because I think we're programmed now to believe that it doesn't work right away, then it's not working. So Dr. Levitin, why are there so many, dare I say, cheap vitamins out there?
This is a big problem, is that there is no regulation, no true regulation of the supplement industry. So there's a lot of issues with is what is contained in the bottle really what it says on the label. So some of the cheaper vitamins that you might find at the shelf at your local pharmacy or at the grocery store may not actually contain what the label says, and that can be very dangerous. So things that you guys should look for are a USP or a GMP seal of certification that will help verify that what's on the label is actually contained there, nothing more, nothing less. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good place to start. And usually those do cost more.
Now, quick question. What are some red flags that if we're, say that we're just at our local pharmacy, what are some red flags that we're reading the box of these vitamins that we should totally, avoid?
Oh, anything that makes a lot of claims, like you will lose tons of weight, or it will, give you virility like a 20-year-old, or it will give you the energy of a teenager. Anything that's making really bold claims is probably not true, right? Mm-hmm. And probably means the product itself is suspect, because unfortunately, with this lack of regulation in the industry, what we've found and what's been studied is that if you analyze a lot of these products that make claims about weight loss or virility, things like that, what's in the product is not often what they say on the label, and they actually can contain medications and other dangerous substances, for example, things like amphetamine or steroids or Viagra for male enhancement.
And this is all without a prescription.
Oh, right. No, this is in a bottle that says it's an herb to help you with X, Y, and Z.
And it's legal.
And it's what?
It's legal.
It's not legal to mislabel, but unfortunately, there's no regulation, so there's no oversight in this industry.
It blows my mind.
Right. So exactly. Well, that's the question. You don't know what you're buying. I mean, it's different than if you get a prescription for a drug. That's a highly regulated industry where somebody is checking very carefully that what's in the bottle, what the bottle says is what's in it. Mm. Unfortunately, the FDA treats vitamins and supplements very differently. So it's very hard to find quality products and to know what you're taking. And this is actually very much part of the reason that we created Vous Vitamin, we were very concerned about recommending products to our patients that we couldn't stand behind, and we didn't know about the purity or the quality of what was actually in the bottle. So we actually worked very hard to create products that we knew contained what they said they contained quality products without a lot of additives, and in amounts that made sense and were backed by medical research, appropriate for different people based on their individual needs.
Absolutely. Well, speaking about individual needs, tonight on Max and Friends, if you go onto their site, you'll be able to get 20% discount off your vitamins if you use the code MAX20. So MAX20 for all my listeners tonight. And also, we're doing a giveaway of a free trial of personalized multivitamins for two people tonight. So here's the deal. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Don't tweet me because they might get lost, and I want you guys to get these. So email me, max@maxtucci, and tell me. You're not just going to get them by emailing me. You have to tell me why you're taking steps to live your life healthier, because that way we can share it on the air. So speaking of a healthier life, Dr. Block, why did you get involved in this world of vitamins?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I'm an endocrinologist, and I was finding that a lot of patients were waiting 6 months to see me for basically feeling terrible and thinking they had a thyroid problem. And what was happening is that their labs were actually normal for thyroid, but when we really teased out what was going on, they often had conditions that were vitamin deficiency that were causing fatigue, thinning hair, lack of energy, and these were such things like low ferritin, which is an iron storage. So we basically, some of the things that we were doing to make us healthy are actually causing vitamin deficiencies. So, for example, we don't eat meat like we did in the 70s. And so our iron storage may be low now because we're maybe eating meat or not at all, or eating it once or twice a month or not at all. And women especially have a lifetime of periods, so they're losing iron. So low iron storages, not yet anemia, but low iron can often cause these symptoms. Vitamin D was also a very big one. We were finding that, especially since we are practiced out of Chicago, that we're doing a great job with skin protection to avoid skin cancer. So we're using SPF and wearing more clothes out. And, you know, we live where it's winter 10 months out of the year. So we were finding that vitamin D is one of those vitamins that are made by the sun. And when we don't have direct sun exposure, we were having deficiencies. And these can lead to things like depression, muscle aches, fatigue, and thinning hair. So we were kind of having this revelation that a lot of serious medical conditions are being mimicked by vitamin deficiencies.
Wow. And, you know, it's so funny. We were talking today about Colorado and how they say that, oh, sunny Florida and people are, I'm like, come off season in Florida or come the summer in Florida when it's raining constantly. Depression in Florida rises because of the lack of sun. And yet Colorado, it's known fact that Colorado gets more sun than Florida. So there's something to living out in Colorado. There's more sun than Florida, which blew my mind to hear that fact today. But it's true. And, you know, I have a great question here. And since we're talking about this, someone said, I get B12 injections. Are these the right things to get, or should I just take a capsule? So which one of you wants to tackle that question?
I can talk about that a little bit. So, you know, B12 injections certainly are necessary and helpful for some people. However, the majority of people that need B12 can supplement it with an oral, you know, capsule. Mm-hmm. What we found is that many people are deficient in B12, especially people who don't eat a lot of meat or who are vegan and don't eat a lot of dairy products. But there are others who are also deficient in it. They can have a whole range of symptoms from it, everything ranging from cognitive trouble to fatigue to numbness and tingling in their hands and feet. These are common B12-related symptoms. And it most of the time can be replaced with a pill or a tablet, or there are such things as drops. However, there's a very small subset of the population that doesn't absorb it well in their GI tract and does need to get injections. And those are the people who, after taking it in moderate doses orally after a period of time, if they're not responding, you know, then one can check a blood level. And if they haven't, if their blood level hasn't gone up significantly, then they may require the injection. But it's a big hassle, and it's costly, and it's probably not necessary for most people. So we would recommend starting with the oral route.
Starting with the oral route. So we're clearing up the confusion tonight on Max and Friends about vitamins and your health. The Vitamin Solution by Dr. Romney Block and Dr. Ariel Levitin is out right now. Please, I want you to get this book because I read the book. I have the book. And there's a lot of eye-openers in there. We're going to talk about some more tonight on Max and Friends because we're doing a health show. So hashtag health show on Max and Friends. We're going to talk about weight loss in just a minute. We have a great question, too, about healthy hair and about getting vitamins for that. We're also going to talk about, you know, Sunday night, the weekend's over, Monday morning. Maybe you got your drink on. Maybe you're getting it on right now. So we're going to talk about hangovers and what are some nutritional ways to ease a hangover. So right now, let's talk about that. Dr. Block, what are some nutritional ways to ease a hangover?
Not certainly drinking. Easing. Exactly. But it sounds like it's already too late for that. So we would definitely recommend hydration. That's the best place to start, is just replenishing those liquids, because it's a very dehydrating process. And then we actually at Blue Vitamin have created something we call the Recovery Act, which is a cocktail of vitamins, B vitamins, thiamine, niacin, that are blended together, that are part of what you would get in the emergency room if you were having alcohol intoxication. So instead of having it in an IV in the emergency room, we packaged it into a little packet that you could carry in your purse and use when you're on the go. So it helps kind of ease the effects of a hangover the next day.
So just break those down again.
This is something we learned in our medical training, and have been able to apply to our everyday lives. We certainly don't endorse drinking excessively. However, there are times when one likes to celebrate, and there's no reason that you should feel terrible the next day.
Right, absolutely. So just, you know, and obviously everyone is different, and obviously, you know, we're not here to, like, suggest that you just go out and drink all night and then take this in the morning and you're going to feel better. So be responsible, number one. This is our little disclaimer here. We're not responsible for anybody's health or well-being. But, you know, these are just some things that might help you along the way, is what we're suggesting. I had to say that for legal purposes. But on the flip, so okay, we're going to go right back. We will be right back. We've got to play a song. I was just told we got to play a song. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more to Dr. Block and Dr. Levitin about the vitamin solution, about getting healthy hair, and also some vitamin myths. I think you need to know about that. And also weight loss, because that was like the biggest question we got. And how do vitamins help us lose weight? Well, the first thing that I'm going to say is put the fork down, get to the gym, and I'll tell you about those vitamins when we get back. But right now, on Max and Friends, we're going to play you a funky jingle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Drop it. But that won't stop it. Talk about sex on the radio and on the video show. Many will know. Tell it like it is. Tell it how it could be. Tell it like it was. Tell it how it should be. Go. Who think it's dirty? Have a choice. Change the station or pause.
I wanna talk about it. There's just no way to fight it. Why can't we talk about sex, baby? We need to talk about.
That's not all I want to do.
We had what? Controversy. Oh. That really irks me. Yeah. A three-letter word I heard was a curse. So he may beam and have nice dreams, cause he's 14 in tight jeans. To react like that is natural, but control it or that will get you in the sack in a very bad rap.
making love.
She's hot, hot, hot to drop, make any man's eyes pop. Pop. What she got to get, well, she don't got. Men do like food, but they're just human. Homegirl's body was booming. Gold, pearls, rubies, diamonds. She wore whatever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or mess with. The threat she said was next on her list. Dag, she had all in a bag. So she should have been glad, but she was sad.
Yeah. I just let you know, go ask the S-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-
push and a push up
where?
Up
what?
Up to her. You know the brothers have to do her.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're joining us for the first time or you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And if you're just tuning in to the show, well, we're talking to two really great doctors, Dr. Block and Dr. Levitin. The website is VOU Vitamin, like the French U, V-O-U-S, VOUvitamin.com. Go there because tonight we're doing a promotion on Max and Friends. You get 20% off if you use the code MAX20. Plus, we're giving away a free trial of personalized multivitamins to two people. What are the cost of these? So that people like to put a price on things, then they get motivated. So how much does a personalized multivitamin cost, Dr. Block?
Well, so there's a range of pricing depending on which option you choose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 1 month trial or 1 month, or you can get a subscription monthly starting at $40, but the pricing goes down to about $20 a month if you get a longer subscription length, for example, a 6 month subscription. So that's probably the best bang for your buck, so to speak.
We're getting like a month of vitamins if we get the 6 month package for $20 a month?
Yeah, 20 and change, but with your max discount, it should be about 20.
Don't even use the max discount because $20 a month right now, it could boost your life, right?
Considering, you know, the quality of the product, we think it's actually a great value. Especially also considering what people spend on other things that may not be as good for their health.
Absolutely. So, listen, without calling out products, like literally today we were at a health store, great products, and then there's the mix of these other ones, and I'm looking at them thinking, people are buying such crappy vitamins, because this was on my mind today, The Vitamin Solution is the book we're talking about, and I'm like, you know, when we know better, we do better. So that's the purpose of tonight's show. That's the intentions of tonight's show, to live a healthier life and to just get you all, you know, getting the right vitamins you need. So if you go to the website, VOUvitamin.com, you're going to get 20% off, max 20. I don't think you need to do it because the people make their own money, but because they're helping you. But in reality, we are doing a giveaway tonight. So email me, max@maxtucci, and tell me why you're going to start a healthier you. And why you want to start taking life to the max in a healthier way, and why you want to start taking vitamins. Just give me your reasons, because I don't want, you got to do your work on this show. You can't just show up and think you can get free stuff. You got to do your work. So I got a great, actually my sister wanted me to ask you, and it was funny because she's like, she wants to know, spin back, edit that out. She wants to know how, because she gets hair extensions and she loves her hair, but she's always, you know, doing something. Healthier hair, what are some vitamins for healthier hair?
Yeah, this is a great question. It's one I see in the office a lot, and I say it's one of the most emotional topics that Ariel and I see in the office. So certainly we can start with, I already alluded a little bit to the vitamin D. So having enough vitamin D will help keep your hair healthy. Basically, if you are a vegetarian or you're not eating a lot of meat products, you may benefit from some small or low doses of iron. And we also recommend biotin. It's a B vitamin that's also been shown to help keep your hair healthy. But, and the key with this also is to take these in proper doses, mm-hmm. And in the proper format and combination. So, for example, the iron for ideal absorption has to be paired with vitamin C. And the iron ideally should be in a proper format that's tolerable, because otherwise a lot of people tend to have side effects from iron, such as constipation or upset stomach.
And then they take something else to cure that. I want to ask you about the dangers of taking too much of a certain vitamin or taking the wrong combination of vitamins, because that's kind of like where we're leading up to. So can you educate us on that?
Sure. So one of the chapters in the vitamin solution actually is called Vitamin Horror Stories. And these are a number of cases we took from our actual experiences and those of our colleagues about people who actually got sick from taking inappropriate doses or inappropriate vitamins. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that vitamins are like any medication. They can be harmful if taken improperly, and people can get really sick from them. We have stories about people who've ended up in the intensive care unit,
wow.
People who've ended up on the liver transplant list, all from taking vitamins improperly. And it's really part of our mission to educate people that it's there is a safety issue here, and you really need to know not only what you're taking, but how much you're taking, and taking the right amount is key.
And actually this year, the New England, in the journal New England Journal of Medicine, there was a publication that cited that there are over 23,000 emergency room visits per year from vitamin overdoses.
Wait, 27,000?
Yep.
Wow.
So this is happening a lot. People don't realize that their vitamins can hurt them if they're taking the wrong things in the wrong amount.
This is blowing my mind, because, you know, we wake up, we think we're taking the right vitamins, we're doing our thing, you know, and we just go to a store, we get a one a day, and we think it's the right thing, and then we kind of add to it, and it's like, wow, I didn't realize that liver failure and emergency room. So tonight, if you're freaking out a little bit, I'm glad, because that you're waking up, and you're thinking, what can I do to change? Well, the first thing you could do is get the book, The Vitamin Solution, by Dr. Romney Block and Dr. Ariel Levitin. It's out right now. Please go get it, because two doctors clear the confusion about vitamins in your health. We're talking about it tonight here on Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. And if you're just tuning in right now because it's Sunday night and you're like, hey, I got nothing else to do, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you chose to be on Max and Friends. This show is for you, and we're talking about vitamins with Dr. Block and Dr. Levitin, The Vitamin Solution. Dr. Levitin, I have a great question here about IV vitamins. It's a total thing right now. LA, New York, Miami, IV doctors are coming with this, their IV bag set up with vitamin cocktails. Is it dangerous?
I think first and foremost, it's probably not necessary. There are very few situations where that's either useful or necessary, and it's costly. And it certainly can be harmful, again, if you don't know what you're getting in what amount. And to be taking something intravenously when you don't need to is just generally not recommended. It's our belief that you can really get all the nutrients you need in, what we do is a two-pill-a-day solution. So taking things properly in the right doses, there's very little need for such extreme measures.
Mm. And now I have a question. My producer wants to know, where are your vitamins made?
So in the United States, we worked very hard to find a manufacturer that met our qualifications as physicians to create products that were very pure, very well tested, and very safe. And again, the certification was essential to us because, as we mentioned previously, there's not a lot of regulation in the industry. So it was very important to us that we have a certification, such as the GMP certification, which verifies that what we say is in the bottle is actually in the bottle, as opposed to many other companies, which unfortunately contain different things that may not be listed on the bottle. In addition, many of them contain additives, which are listed on the bottle, which you probably don't want to be taking either.
You know, well, it's interesting because we walk down the drugstore supplement aisle every day. And if you, my listeners tonight on Max and Friends, find yourself overwhelmed by the wide range of options, there's only one you need to know, and that's VooVitamins.com. So go check that site out right now, VOUS, vitamins.com. You know, let's jump in now to some – oh, yes, okay. We're going to jump into weight loss because – so many people buy vitamins thinking that they're going to lose weight. Dr. Block, is that a myth or is that a fact?
You know, it's a more difficult question than that. When you what we found in our practices is that people, when they're not feeling well and they're tired and they're trying to lose weight, if they're vitamin deficient and we fix and supplement those vitamins, then they do end up losing weight, mainly because they feel so much better, that they're more energetic and they're more committed to their exercise routine. They're getting better sleep and they're taking better care of themselves. So indirectly, I would say that vitamins, the right combination of vitamins, you know, specified or personalized for you, can lead to weight loss, but because you're healthier overall.
Absolutely.
We get a lot of feedback from our customers that once they start taking the right personalized multivitamin, they tend to crave bad food less, and it seems that their bodies seem to be more satisfied nutritionally because they're getting the right vitamins. So they're able to curb those cravings a bit, and as Rami mentioned, they have the energy and the ability to then just make healthier choices in their everyday life. And mm-hmm. we're very big advocates of, you know, small changes every day leading to big overall health improvements.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk about goal setting and how we can set some goals. So Dr. Block, what are some ways that we can set goals to start taking vitamins and remembering to take them?
So in creating Voo Vitamin, one thing that we worked hard to do was to create vitamin regimens for people that were easy to follow and easy to continue doing. Because one thing that we've seen over the years as physicians is that possibly the reason many people don't think they should keep taking vitamins or that vitamins aren't useful is because they actually just sort of stop taking them. And then they don't realize the full effect of them. They either stop taking them because they have side effects, upset stomach, aftertaste, those kinds of things, or they just simply start forgetting and for some reason think they're optional and, you know, they just kind of fall off the radar. So when we created our personalized multivitamins, we wanted to make it a really simple regimen. So we created everything is 2 pills daily, which we think is pretty easy to remember, and they're very easy to swallow pills, which is also something that people often complain about. And what we tell our customers as far as ways to make sure they stay on track is to try to you can either set a phone reminder, which is simple enough to do these days. We all have cell phones with alarms. Or to try to keep your bottle of vitamins somewhere that is convenient with something else that you do every day. For example, keep it on top of your coffee pot. Keep it with your toothbrush. Keep it in your car if that's, you know, the easiest.
Simple reminders. Simple reminders,
yeah.
Right?
Pair it with something else.
You know, I was just thinking, you two should come up with an app. like the Vitamin Solution app, where we can go on that app and we can put on what we took at what time and have like a diary. I think that maybe you need to come up with the Vitamin Solution app, because, you know, I think when we see it in our face and we write things down and how we feel, come up with it. I would love to see that.
The other thing that's important to remember, too, is that a lot of times with vitamin deficiencies, it's taken years to get that way, and it may take months to improve. So a lot of times people are like, I tried that. I finished one bottle. I did a month's worth. But with something especially like thinning hair, it may take 3 or 4 months to see any improvement.
Right.
Sometimes with iron deficiency, it may take up to 6 months. So, you know, one of the things that we see often is that people are stopping the vitamins too soon before they actually get the full effects of them and see the improvement.
Yeah,
so
they get discouraged. We get discouraged quickly. But, you know, this to be healthy, like you said, we've taken years to make ourselves unhealthy. Now it takes time to get ourselves healthy. And you're taking the first step tonight by listening to Max and Friends. My guest, Dr. Block, Dr. Levinson. The book is called The Vitamin Solution. Go to their website, vuvitamins.com. Let's talk about, do you have a favorite vitamin? Is that like a silly question? Or do you have one that makes you feel really good?
I think, well, we probably have, between the two of us, probably two. I think we're both big fans of vitamin D. In the proper amounts, not too much, because as we mentioned before, there can be lots of harmful side effects and big health issues from taking too much. But generally speaking, many people can benefit from vitamin D for because of symptoms they may be having, but also things that they may not even be aware of, or for future prevention of certain health issues. For example, bone health, building strong bones, preventing dementia. There's some good evidence for vitamin D and heart disease and cancer prevention. So it's an incredible vitamin that helps with so many things, including immunity and more. So that's probably one of our favorites. Also, I think magnesium is up there. It's sort of an often overlooked vitamin that many common multivitamins don't contain in significant amounts. But we find that most people can benefit from magnesium. It's a key electrolyte that helps every cell in your body function properly. And what we hear from people is that it's incredibly helpful with things like muscle aches and fatigue. There's also excellent evidence that it can help prevent migraines. It's also useful for irritable bowel and many, many other things.
Magnesium and D. How much magnesium and D? Now, listen, can we play a fun game real quick of vitamin myths so we can separate fact from fiction?
Oh, that's one of our favorites.
Okay, so who wants to do the fact and who wants to do the fiction?
give us an example and we'll figure it out.
So let's separate. What are some common facts that we think we know but they're not true? Like, just break it down that way.
Great. Well, my favorite one that I hear in the office all the time is, if I take the vitamins, whatever I don't need, I'm just going to pee it out. I'm going to urinate out whatever vitamins I don't need. So I can take a lot, and then my body will just use what it needs, and I'll get rid of the rest.
And that is a...
that is false. That is false. That's probably the most common one that we hear in the office. But
I say that because when I do get vitamin B12, so I'm happy someone wrote that. And I'm like, oh, if it's too much, I'll just pee it out. And I love it because it's pink.
there are some of the vitamins that are fat soluble, like D and A and E and K. And they basically get absorbed in your body and they stay there a really long time. So that definitely can be concerning when you take things that you don't need.
And we didn't really touch on this yet, but one of our least favorite vitamins on that note is vitamin A, which is in just about every off-the-shelf multivitamin that you can find. And it turns out that vitamin A is actually often found to be harmful if taken as a supplement. There are some big studies showing that it's associated with risks of cancer, osteoporosis, among other things. And people are taking big doses of vitamin A for really no good reason, because it turns out that Americans really aren't vitamin A deficient. People in developing countries often are, where they have, you know, very poor food supply. Uh-huh. But in this country, we really don't need to be taking it. And so that's something, an ingredient that we really don't like.
So stay away from vitamin A. Stay away from vitamin A. Now, let me ask you a question. What is another big vitamin myth?
So another big vitamin myth is that all brands of vitamins are the same, and that, you know, that if they sell it in the store, it must be good and it must be safe. As we mentioned before, there are really
not
a lot
true.
Of...
Not true.
Exactly. Definitely not true. Safety matters, purity and quality matters. Buying a really good certified product that's based on sound medical research really does matter in this case. You're putting, you know, vitamins into your body just like you would put anything else in. You should pay attention to it. I'm sometimes amazed at the patients who come in. These are often the same patients who are very leery of taking a prescription medication, mm-hmm. but they'll come in with five bottles of vitamins.
Oh, bags.
Yeah, bags full of different products that they're taking, and they say, well, it's natural, so it's got to be good for me. And really, you know, their definition of natural is a little questionable, because if you actually look and see what's in these products, and this is, you know, not even knowing what's really in them, but even what the bottle says, it's a little bit scary.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the word natural, because organic now seems to be the craze. Is there a such thing as an organic vitamin?
Not really. There are vitamins that claim to be organic, but in reality, to manufacture vitamins properly, it's virtually impossible to do it, truly create organic vitamins. So it's something I would be a little leery of.
Oh, I'm getting this sign. We got to start wrapping this show up. I could talk about this forever, because it's just so fascinating when you speak to people who know what they're talking about, and especially when they wrote a book about it, The Vitamin Solution. You know, I have a great question before we wrap this up, and then I'm going to ask you to say goodnight and tell us some inspirational things for this week. But this is a fun question. Where do vitamins get their name from? For example, A, E, K, B, C, and D. Where does that come from?
You know, they were sort of arbitrarily named when they were first being discovered in the 1950s, I believe. And I wish there was a better story about that, but I don't think there really is, because they created, you know, they're like 17 B vitamins, and they don't all necessarily actually bear a lot of similarity to each other. So there's not a great story to that.
But the truth is the great story. The truth is the great story. All right, well, before we go, what's something, Dr. Block, that gets you inspired throughout the week on a daily basis?
On a daily basis? Well, taking my Boo vitamin and getting my day started right with a healthy breakfast and a healthy routine. It really just helps me face the day and the week with a smile on my face and energy to go.
How perfect is that? And Dr. Levitin, what gets your week inspired and your day going?
Well, same, of course. I take my Boo vitamin as well. But I also like to take a moment to reflect and sort of get the right mindset going forward for the day. I like to make a commitment to taking that time for myself every day for a little while, because we're all pulled in a lot of different directions. You know, we've got jobs and families and all sorts of things. So it's really, really nice to take that time for yourself and just to make really small commitments to your own health. And something like taking vitamins or taking a little time to meditate or whatever it is that lets you focus on yourself can be really helpful.
How cool is that? Well, thank you both for being here. I just want to just put this out there, because people are, my producer, like, they're going to think this. I am not getting paid to endorse y'all. This is just something I believe in. I think it's something to start a healthy life, a healthy week, Sunday night, Monday morning, tonight before you go to bed, go on VooVitamins.com. I thank you so much for being here, and I just wanted to clarify that, because I know it sounds like I'm like pushing and pushing and pushing you guys. This is the first time we met. I was sent the book, and I think it's great, so I wanted to have you on, and I'm grateful that you both are here.
Thanks so much for having us. It was really fun.
It was fun, and we'll come do the app. I envision your app. I'm consciously creating your app. Do your app, and then come back on the show, and we'll talk about it.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a beautiful night and a wonderful week ahead. And if you're all tuning in right now, well, we're tuning out on Max and Friends. We've got to go. But go to right now online. Go to VooVitamins.com. There is this promotion going Max20. And also send me your emails, max@maxtucci.com, why we should do a giveaway for you or a free trial of personalized multivitamins from VooVitamins. But I need to know why you deserve them. And why? What are you doing to live a healthier life? I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. I'm going to say to you good night and good karma and take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci for Max and Friends.
LA Talk.